This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Emmanuel Davidson. He's Executive Vice President of AOPA in France. And Emmanuel, things were not looking very good for general aviation in the face of EASA regulations and the European Parliament and all kinds of things a couple of years ago, but I gather it's looking a little bit better for GA these days.
Yeah, the latest news we had in Europe are at least encouraging. We talked about a little bit over a year ago, and the situation was very, very gloom because EASA was insisting on making a change to the regulations concerning pilot licenses. And at the end of the day, it meant that every single pilot residing permanently in Europe would have to have a European license, and that caused a lot of problems, especially for those who were flying American registered aircraft that were using an instrument rating delivered by the FAA. So that regulation came into play, and all the countries have until the 8th of April 2014 to put that in place. Some of them, like the UK, already made the change to their regulations and are applying those rules already. But EASA, under the pressure of every single pilot association in Europe, had to turn around a little bit and make those rules a little bit more human and put back some, no-nonsense context in those rules. So basically now we will still have to have European licenses, but at least there are some bridges that are starting to be built so that foreign licenses to Europe can be recognized in a very mellow fashion. So that's looking a little bit better. Even if the situation is not ideal, it is much more acceptable.
Well, the problem before was that the new EASA instrument regulations and the licensing requirements were going to be far and above what the FAA requires. They were going to be practically ATP licenses, correct?
That was absolutely the case, and had been the case since the mid 90s. So basically, a private pilot had to take some written exams that were at the level of an ATP in the US, and you had to sit in the flight school in person to take a minimum of hours of training before you could go and take the written exams.
But now they've liberalized that some. It's not going to be that hard anymore, right?
It changed completely in a very surprising move. EASA just turned around and changed completely the way that they looked at an instrument rating. Basically now, as long as you're a private pilot and you have 150 hours of total flight time, you will be able to take 10 hours in any flight school that's recognized by EASA, sit for 10 hours in presence, and then work from home or through the internet to study for your written. And the program, the content, what we call the learning objectives in the instrument rating, have been totally revised. And AOPA is really, really happy with that move because basically it's exactly on par with what the FAA requires from a pilot that wants to take an instrument rating. So we can say now that from the learning objectives, we're just on par with the U.S. And that's an enormous change in Europe. The regulation should be passed to the European Commission within the next 4 weeks.
Okay, well, it sounds like things are moving in the right direction there, Emmanuel. You always keep us up to date on what's happening in Europe, and we appreciate your time today. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.